Have you used Airbnb either side? Have you stayed at Airbnb or have you rented your house out for Airbnb?
Yeah.
Because I am going to America and I'll be staying in an Airbnb for 5 nights in LA. Now, in preparation for this, I've come across this little doozy, okay? Now, it's not for me. I must stress.
This is not for you?
It's not for me.
But it could be for others. What have we got?
It could be for others. For all you Barbie girls out there, all right, Airbnb is celebrating Barbie's 60th year anniversary by offering a once-in-a-lifetime stay in a real life-size reproduction of the Barbie house.
Nice.
So the Malibu Dream House is what they call it.
The Malibu Barbie.
So literally, my daughter's seen this, Gracie's seen it, she's like, I want to stay where Barbie stays.
Oh, like, of course.
You can stay there, but you're not going to have the clothes.
No.
The pets and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You can have all of the career opportunities that Barbie has had throughout her existence. Just not the fashion.
Just not the fashion.
Yeah. Stay in the house, live the life. Mm-hmm. Just, it's got to be down to Central Queensland fashion here.
So I've scrolled through the pictures.
Where is this?
It's in Malibu. So it's literally your Malibu dream house. So it's not too far away from where I'll actually be staying in a lower scale.
What happens in these Airbnb situations?
Goodness knows.
Look, 13 27 10. Darren here, mate. Have you stayed in an Airbnb, Darren?
Oh, I have, mate. Yes.
So what's it like? Fill Simo in on this.
You're at someone else's house, and obviously you're with someone else's problems, mate. I stayed at this Airbnb one time, and I didn't know they had a water leak, so all my showers were cold, and
really?
It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
But that makes sense, doesn't it? Because you are literally moving into someone's houses with someone else's problem.
Did you have to take the bins out and do the washing up and wash clothes? Like, what sort of things did you have to do, or could you just stay there?
I had to do all that. I had to maintain the home, but their home, my problems, no water. Never do it again.
Where was it that you actually stayed?
Amsterdam.
Okay.
You need water in Amsterdam.
Hello.
Jennifer, have you stayed in Airbnb before too?
Yeah, multiple times.
And did you have good experiences?
I probably had one bad experience in Vegas, but otherwise, everywhere else I've stayed, it's been really good.
Yeah, and just so we can get an idea of what it's all about, so do you need what do you have to do while you're there? Do you maintain their home, or like, what's the situation?
So it depends on where you are and what their rules are, but sometimes you have to wash the linen. Most of the time you don't. You need to clean, so you need to vacuum and mop and do the dishes and that sort of stuff.
What?
You do, well, just like you would if you were at home. You do need to, but you don't need to take linen with you to most places. But you know how you have cheap camping? Sometimes you have cheap gifts and you have to take your linen. You do need to take your own toiletries. There will be, sometimes there'll be little bits, but it's like if you were going to go to a hotel, you would probably take your own stuff anyhow. But significantly cheaper. And what we've found is, we tend to end up in places where we have neighbours, so we find out more things about the destinations that we go to, so we do more off-the-beaten-track activities than all the touristy stuff.
So you can get more of that local knowledge because you've got neighbours and they're aware of the situation with the Airbnb, so that's really interesting. That's a good idea.
So we ended up staying in Manhattan in New York, in an Airbnb, and we got to learn. We went to places that most people just never go to because the neighbour said, hey, go here, have a look at this place.
Well, I'm not exactly sure I want to interact with my neighbours because I'm staying in Compton.
Oh, yeah, parts of Compton are fine. Admit, be really careful when you're going to the petrol station.
Yeah, no. Bugger that. I wouldn't be staying in Compton. I'm staying just around the road, though.
Okay, well.
Hi. Okay.
Gee, Simo, don't scare us like that. Dan, have you Airbnb stayed?
Yeah, done a few as a rep and even with the family.
Good experience?
I found them quite good experiences, but I'm telling a mate all about it because he does a bit of the same from travel, and he just said to me, he said, you're just a tight ass. What are you talking about? He said, why on earth would you want to stay on an airbed just to get a free breakfast?
On airbed.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.